Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing our studies in the third chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey says, Masna Adam al Eruvo va'omer. A person can make a condition on his Erev Tchumen and say, Imbo goyim min ha-mizrach Erevi lamarav. If non-Jews, and this doesn't mean just non-Jewish neighbors, it means thieves or tax collectors, if they're coming from the east, let my Erev be to the west. Min ha-marav, Eruvi la-mizrach. If they're coming from the west, let my Erev be to the east. So this way he can escape whoever it is he wishes to avoid. Imbo mikan umikan, if they come from both directions, l'makom she'eretze eleich, then let me go in whatever direction I choose. Lobo lomikan velomikan, if they don't come from either direction, harini kivne iri, then let me be like everyone else in the city, namely let my Erev be in my house, the usual place. Imbo chacham min ha-mizrach, another condition, if a scholar, a sage, comes from the east, Erevi l'mizrach, then let my Erev be to the east, because I'm going to want to go and hear him speak, so I want to be able to go to the next town over to hear the shir. Min ha-marav, if he comes from the west, Eruvi l'marav, let my Erev be to the west. Bo l'kan u'l'kan, if he comes to both places, l'makom she'eretz ha'elech, let me go to either place wherever I desire. Lo l'kan v'lo l'kan, if a scholar doesn't come from any direction, harini kivne iri, then I should be like everyone else in town, my Erev should be in its home location. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im haya echen mehem rabo, if two scholars come, but one of them is his teacher, holich etzel rabo, then he has to go to his teacher. It's only appropriate to honor your teacher. Vim hayu shnehem rabosav, and if both scholars are his teachers, lemokom sheyirtze yelech, then let him go to whichever one he desires. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Masna adam al eruvo, a person can make a condition on his eruv. Meniach shtei erevin, he has to place two erevs, echad l'sof alpayim l'mizrach beso, v'echad l'sof alpayim l'marav beso. He has to put 1,000 amos to the east of his house and 2,000 amos to the west of his house. V'omer, and then he says, im bo goyim l'mizrach v'tzarech ani livroach mifnehem, if non-Jews come from the east and I need to run away from them, yikanali erevi shibamarav, then let my Erev that I placed in the west be effective. Yuli Lamarav Basi Arba Alpayim Amma, and let there be 4,000 amos to the west of my house. Ba'afagav Delo Asu Adlamachar, and even though this condition isn't fulfilled until the next day, Amrinan Yesh Brera, we say that there is a concept of retroactive selection. The Ben Hashmashos Kanale Eruvo, the Idich Gisa, because the Erev actually takes effect on nightfall, at twilight. So even though the condition isn't fulfilled until the following day, there is this concept that it can be retroactively effective. Hareini kivnei iri, let me be like everyone else in town. Alpayim iri l'chol ruach, 2,000 amos in every direction. Ve'eini tzarech lehishtaker kan l'hafsid mikan. And I don't have to gain in one direction at the expense of losing in the other direction. Imbo chacham l'mizrach, if a scholar, a sage, comes to the east, chutz l'tchum iri, it's outside the boundary of my city, v'rotza ani l'ilmod mipiv, and I want to hear from him, I want to go attend a lecture, v'achshav eni yodea l'ezet tzad yavo, and I don't know from which direction he's coming, l'machar eshwa b'nei adam habayim misham l'kan ayidei erev, and tomorrow I'll hear that he arrived from people in the next town who come to my town because they have an erev. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Imbo mikan mikan, if rabbis come from both directions, Echad mehem rabo, and one is his teacher, Yelech etzel rabo, he has to go to hear his own teacher. Velo etzel ha'acher, v'kimlam begave, debashas kenias erev, benashmashos, date delekane lehahu erev, deletzad rabe. Because we're saying that when he has his erev placed benashmashos, his intention is to go hear his own rabbi. Vein halachik Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. The zimnin de nichale la inish bechavrei tfei merabei. Because you know what? Sometimes you want to go hear somebody else. So you'll love your rabbi, you'll love your teacher, but if there's another scholar you haven't heard, you may want to go hear him. Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov hasamach l'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls next to Shabbos, bein milfaneha bein l'achareha, whether it's before or after Shabbos. So Yom Tov that falls on Friday is followed by Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls on Sunday is preceded by Shabbos. Ma'arev adam shnei erevin. A person can make two erevs. Va'omer, and he says, Erevi harishon lemizrach, on the first day let my erev be to the east, v'hasheni lemarav, and on the second day let it be to the west. Harishon lemarav, v'hasheni lemizrach, or let the first one be to the west and the second to the east. Erevi harishon, v'hasheni kivnei iri, or I only want the erev to work on the first day, the second day let me be like everyone else in town. Erevi hasheni v'harishon kivnei iri, or let me only have the erev on the second day and the first day be like everyone else in town. The chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, ma'arev l'urach achas, o eno ma'arev kol ikar. He can only make an erev in one direction, or he can't make an erev at all. O ma'arev l'shnei yamim, o eno ma'arev kol ikar. Or he can only make an erev both days, or not make an erev at all. Ketzad yaseh, so how should he proceed? What should he do? Molichu berishon, the erev should be placed in its location on the first day before Yom Tov or Shabbos. Umachshech alav, and let it get dark on it. Stay there until it gets dark. V'not lo ubalo, then take it and go home. B'sheni machshech alav va'ochlo. The second day he should return and wait till it gets dark and then eat it. V'nimsa mishtaker b'halichaso u'mishtaker b'erevo. And we find then that he benefits from his walk and he benefits from the erev itself. Nechal b'rishon, this is still the Chachamim talking, if it got eaten on the first day, erevo l'rishon v'eno erev l'sheni, then it only counts for the first day, it doesn't count for the second day, because he's not going back and placing it again. Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer replied to the Chachamim, modematem li shehen shtei kedushos. He says, aha, you say that you can only have one erev for both days because it's a single continuous period of Shabbos / Yontif. It's a single holiness. I say it's two separate periods of holiness. By you saying that if the erev gets eaten after the first day, it doesn't work for the second day, you admit that it's possible to have two erevin because it's two separate categories of holiness. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Ma'arev adam shnei erevin, a person can make two erevs. Im hayetzarech lelech yom rishon lakan v'yom sheni lakan, if he has to go one place on the first day and someplace else on the second day, yachol la'arev lemizrach lemarav erev yom harishon. He can place an erev to the east and to the west, both on the eve of the first day. Va'omer, and he says, erevi shal mizrach yikana li hayom l'tzarech machar. Let my east erev be effective today for tomorrow. The erev yishal marav yikanali benashmashos delamachar l'tzorach yom sheni. And let my erev to the west take effect tomorrow at twilight for the needs of the second day. The ksava Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos v'yom tov lav kechad yoma aricha ninhu. Because he's of the opinion that Shabbos and Yom Tov are not one long continuous period of holiness. El shtei kedushos hein, they're two separate discrete periods of holiness. Ubenashmashos dekama lididehu dekani v'lo liyom sheni. And benashmashos on the first day only acquires it for the first day of Yontif, not for the second day, or the first day which is Shabbos if it happens to be, whatever order they happen to fall in. Erevi barishon b'sheni kivnei iri. Another case is he says, let my erev only work on the first day, but the second day let me be like everyone else in town. Klomar, this is to say, v'im lo hayetzarech leilech ela b'yom rishon. If he only needs to go someplace on the first day, ubesheni ain't tzarech lezuz mimkomo, and the second day he doesn't need to go out of town, doesn't need to leave his place. The ain't a rotzel lahafsid lo alpayim shel tchuma mikan v'lo alpayim shel tchuma mikan, and he doesn't want to forfeit the 2,000 amos in the other direction when his erev shifts. Ya'arev erevo echad letzadshu rotzel leilech bo biyom rishon. Let him make an erev in the direction he wants to go on the first day. Va'omer, and he says, erev yizeh yikana li letzarech machar. This erev is only effective for my needs tomorrow. U'besheni hareni kevnei iri shelo erevo. And the second day I'm going to be like everyone else in town who didn't make an erev. Oh, im hayetzarech lelech b'sheni v'lo b'rishon, or if he needs to go someplace only on the second day, yomar erev zayikana li ben hashmashos shel machar. He says this erev should be effective tomorrow at twilight. U'b'rishon eheyeh kibnei iri, but tomorrow I'm going to be like everyone else in town. So the Chachamim say he can only make an erev in one direction, or he can only make an erev for both days. O ma'arev l'shnei hayamim. So the second thing Rabbanan say is he can only make an erev for both days. Haino l'ruach achas da amar le'el. It's effectively the same thing as saying in one direction. V'hasu lamali. So it's unclear why they need to say it in both languages, because it has the same upshot. Elahachi ka'amar le Rabbanan. This is what the Rabbanan answered Rabbi Eliezer. Iyata modele yom echad de oma arev lurach achas o eno ma'arev kol ikar. If you would admit that you can either make an erev tomorrow in one direction or not at all. Sheino yochel lomar chatzi yom erevi lemizrach v'chatzi yom erevi lemarev. Because you can't say, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to have an erev until noon to the east, and from noon until Shabbos is over to the west. You can't do that. You can't split the day. L'shnei hayamim nami. It's the same thing for 2 days. The hainu l'shabbos v'yomtev. Because Shabbos and yomtev, o ma'arev k'mo yom echad, o eno ma'arev kol ikar. Then you can either do it like it's one day, or don't do it at all. The Sfeikel Hula Rabbanan, Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Ika Yom Arichadam Yilo. The Rabbanan are unsure whether Shabbos and Yom Tov that fall together are to be considered like one long continuous period of holiness or not. Va'av Dehachel Chumra, so therefore they're acting stringently. De'ein Yachel Arev L'Shtei Ruchos, because you're not allowed to make an Erev in two directions on the same day. So they're treating 2 days the same. Doma Chadek Kedushahi, because maybe it's one period of holiness. And here they're acting stringently. And later on in the Mishnah, when they say if it gets eaten on the first day, you don't have an erev for the second day. They're still acting stringently because they're open to the possibility that it might be two separate periods of holiness. And maybe it's not like one long continuous period of holiness. So they're acting stringently in both cases because of the doubt. Molicho, the Erev should be placed, Tashliach, Erev Yom Tov Shalifnei Shabbos, the messenger who delivers it before Shabbos, Umachshich Alav, and he should get remain there until it gets dark, Ad Shikana Erev, until the Erev takes effect. Venotlo Ubolo, he should take it and go, Shema Yaved, and maybe it will be lost or destroyed, Veshuv Einlo Erev Lashani, and then it wouldn't be effective for the second day. Tegit Ktani, as it says lines later in this Mishnah, Necha Erev Oberishon, Erev L'Rishon V'Ein Erev L'Sheni. If it gets eaten on the first day, then it only works for the first day, not for the second. Ubasheni, and on the second day, Chozer Malicha B'Sheni. He should go back and place it again on the second day. The Kaimalon, because we've established, Hama Arev B'Pas B'Rishon, Verotzel Arev B'Pas B'Sheni, someone who uses bread for the first day and wants to, you know, use bread again on the second day, Tzarech She'arev Ba'oso Erev Atzmo, Shekara Alav She'im Me'etmol. He has to use the same Erev that he used the day before. Avalo B'Pas Acheres, he can't use a different bread, D'boi L'mikre Ale Hashta She'im Erev, B'Havi Mechin miYom Tov l'Shabbos, because by calling it an erev, he's preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So since you can't do work on one day for the next day, you can't prepare from one to the next. He has to use the same erev that's already called an erev. Nimso mishtake b'halicha, we find that he benefits from his walking. Klomer komer lo halicha liyom machar, we find that his walking acquires it for him on the next day. Umishtaker b'erevo, and he benefits from his erev, she'ochlo, because he ate it. V'yom tov achar Shabbos. What about yom tov after Shabbos? D'lo efshar b'hachi. We were talking until now about Shabbos following yom tov. He can carry on yom tov, so he can bring the erev back. But if Shabbos comes first, he can't carry the erev on Shabbos to place it for yom tov. So what should he do? Molicho b'rishon, he should place it on the first day, v'eno ochlo, and not eat it. V'chozer v'holech sham b'sheni, liros imkayim ha'erev machshech alav. So he has to go back on the second day and make sure that the Erev is still there and wait there until it gets dark. V'im rosa yochlenu achreichen. And if he wants, he can eat it after this. So he only takes it back when it's yontav on the first day because he can carry. But if it's Shabbos on the first day, then he has to leave it there and just hope that it's there the second day. So when the Rabbanan say if it gets eaten on the first day, you don't have an Erev on the second day, so they are splitting the Erev, which they said you can't do. Rabbi Eliezer responds, Modim atem li shehen shtei kedushos. Aha, you admit that it's two distinct periods of holiness. Damriso necha erev barishon ein erev l'sheni, because you say if it gets eaten on the first day, it doesn't work on the second. V'yichad kedusha ninhu, and if it was one continuous period of holiness, havalei kechad yom arichta, it would be like one long day. V'yikana bein hashmashos shol rishon l'shnehem, and twilight on the first day would establish the erev for both days. V'kivan d'shtei kedushos ninhu, and since it's two separate periods of holiness, yochel arev nami l'shtei ruchos, therefore I should be able to make an arev in both directions, like Rabbi Eliezer said in the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbanon azlei hachal chumra, v'hachal chumra k'da'amran. But the rabbis are acting stringently in both cases, as we previously said, mishum de masfakalahu, because they're just not sure. They don't know if Shabbos and Yontif that fall next to each other are one period of holiness or two. The halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, that Shabbos and Yontif are two distinct periods of holiness. That is Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Join us tomorrow when we'll be learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.